Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. I hope you're all doing very well today. Today's going to be a great subject. It's about being the witness or being the observer, the thinker of the thoughts, taking notice of thoughts. It's not just thoughts, but I want you to, this podcast is about having you have the discipline of thinking about your thoughts. So it's kind of taking a second or third position or person, if you will. It's called metacognition. It could also be the witnessing or the witnesser. But the point is to take a look at your thoughts and see what happens. Because again, my whole coaching is thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, actions lead to results. So if you have a thought that creates a disempowering or negative feeling, the action that you're going to take is not going to support you, and the results you're going to get is not going to get what you want. So this podcast is about assisting you in looking at your thoughts, observing your thoughts, so that you can see what feelings percolate or what feelings come from those thoughts. Most of us go through every single day just half asleep or in a trance. We wake up, we get our coffee, we take a shower, we shave, blah, 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 we get to work, and we go through this cycle of zombie-like thoughts, of conscious thoughts. We don't even pay attention to what we're thinking. And yet we'll go to work, we'll be in a bad mood, or we'll be in a good mood, or we'll look forward to going home. And we don't even know why we're feeling this way or why the thoughts are coming up. And it's almost like we feel like we don't have any control over our emotions. Oh, the world is doing this to me. It's the world is making me feel this way. It's so bad out there. And we don't even take time to look at our thoughts. And part of being on the warrior's path is being aware of your thoughts, knowing that you are the thinker of your thoughts. And this podcast is about being the observer of the thinker of the thoughts. And this is being self-conscious and being aware of that, so that you can then, it's not just observing, but that is the first step in any process of change is being aware. And then when you are aware of your thoughts, you can observe them. And then when you can observe them, you can see what happens afterwards. You can see the results. And if the results are what you want, perfect. Then you have a plan to keep thinking those thoughts and keep feeling those feelings. If the results you're getting are not what you want, backtrack it to your thoughts. And that's what this is about, is taking power, taking control, taking ownership of your thoughts. They are your thoughts. And unless you start thinking about what you're thinking, you're going to go through life like bumper cars, just bumping from one place to another, from one emotion to another, like pinballs in a pinball game, right? Just bouncing around, not knowing what's going on. Oop, this person made me feel this way. Oop, this situation made me feel this way. Oops, here we go. Why can't I get my life together? Blah, 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 and all this pity party type stuff. Well, you need to take control. And the only way you can take control of your thoughts is by first observing your thoughts. So some things to help you with that is first become aware of your emotions. So observe your emotions and thoughts. And then look at what thoughts are associated with your positive and negative emotions. And I would encourage you at least for one day to keep a journal. It's one day out of the rest of your life. Come on, give me a break, right? I mean, you go through the day partly unconscious anyway, and the reason why you're listening to this podcast is so that you can improve yourself. So if I give a suggestion and you don't do it, then what's the sense? So at least do it for a half a day, okay? First, we'll negotiate to a half a day, and then when you are amazed at what's going on, I'm sure you're going to want to do it for a full day. So what thoughts are associated with positive and negative emotions? So you're going to have to observe what you're feeling. And we just periodically throughout the day, just stop and go, what am I feeling? And then what are the thoughts that go with it? So if you observe your positive and negative emotions in a neutral, almost scientific manner, you are going to be the observer of it. So if you look at, you are the guinea pig in this experiment, and you are also the scientist, the observer of it. And you're going to watch yourself, see what emotions you have, and see what thoughts you have. And it's going to be completely neutral. You're not going to have any emotions with the emotions, and you're not going to have any meanings and judgments about the thoughts you have. It's just observing it. And so then what type of thoughts precede positive emotions? And then what type of thoughts perceive negative emotions? And when you can start to distinguish the two, you can then be in control. You can then, if you have a negative thought and it's giving you a not so good emotion, you can reframe it to give you a better emotion. So these are things that you can do throughout the week and throughout the day. And if you're going to do this through a day also, how are you viewing external events? Do you see the world as a bad place, as a horrible place, the economy is bad? And just watch your thoughts when you see the news, which I don't recommend reading right now. But if you do, do you agree with what they say on the news? Keep in mind, the news is the news because it's not the norm. So the news is the exception to the rule, although I don't like that phrase because then there is no rule if there's an exception. But the news is the news because it's not the normal. The news wants us to think that what they are broadcasting or what they're writing about in the paper is what's going on throughout the world. It is only a small segment of it. So if you view your external events in congruence with what the media is saying, see what type of emotions that bring up with you. See what type of results you're getting. And what external events precede your positive thoughts, and what external events precede your negative thoughts? This will help you focus on what you want. If you know that when you look at the news that you get these negative thoughts and you feel bad about your future and you start going down this spiral, where if you watch a comedy and you start feeling good about it, then you know kind of where to put your focus. Or if you start thinking about your future and start talking to your significant other about the dreams you're going to build and you start getting better thoughts about it, that's one thing to do. And what assumptions intervene between the external events and negative thoughts? Meaning, you have an external event, it's just neutral. So what assumptions or what meaning do you place on that external event that then generates a negative thought? You see, you're in control of the meaning that you place on the event, and that meaning then will create more negative thoughts. And so what I'd like you to do is, how can you question these assumptions and these meanings, or see them from a new or higher point of view? Meaning, if you take a look at it and look at it from a different perspective, a third person perspective, float above the situation. There are very many techniques I use in my coaching to help people look at a situation so that they can see multiple angles of it. And that's what I'm asking you to do here, is because part of the podcast is to help you move through life. And so if you're in a situation or you're observing it, observe it from maybe somebody who's involved in this situation, one side or the other, and then from a helicopter view and see how you feel about it then. These are all different ways of changing your perspective on the situation. And as you go through the day, list recurring positive and negative themes. So if you find yourself thinking negatively about your financial future but positively about your fitness future, just make a note about it. These are all, you can't change what you don't know is happening. So by making a list of where these themes, these recurring patterns are, you will then be able to change them. And what themes then are present in many thoughts associated with positive emotions? Because that's really, really where we want to go. And I'm using the word positive here. You could also use supportive or productive or whatever. I'm just using, it's very basic to use positive and negative. But what themes are present in your thoughts associated with your positive or supportive emotions? And then what themes are present for your negative emotions? List them out. Take a look at them. hey, you're listening to this podcast, you're reading my blogs, you're on my newsletter, you're doing all this stuff. Do the work. This is your life. Take responsibility for it. Do some of these actions. And then list some of the inner sources of positive and negative thoughts. That would be your inner thoughts on your stories, right? All of our inner discussion is basically a story. Most of them, 90% of them, are stories that never come true. Yet we'll sit there and we'll make up these stories that will either be very supportive or very non-supportive. Now, if they don't, most of them don't come true, why not think thoughts that are going to put you in a better mood? Heck, you're going to go through the day anyway. You might as well go through it in a good mood, regardless if those thoughts come true or not, like hitting the lottery, like getting a raise at work, like doing all, as opposed to, oh, I'm never going to get a raise, I might get fired, and blah. If neither one of them come true, why not think of one that's going to change your vibration so that you can feel happier throughout the day? I mean, wouldn't you rather want to go through a day being happy and not have something come out than a day of negative and not have it come out? You've wasted all that energy. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get fired. You go to work, you don't get fired. Like, oh my God, you spent all that day fretting about it for nothing. You were anxious. You were getting ulcers. You're getting headaches. You were just all manic. Well, then just switch it over to the positive thoughts. Yeah, you might not get a raise, but you know what? You might. Because it's just a made-up story anyway. So these inner resources, these inner stories, what are these stories that are you telling yourself that produce these positive and negative thoughts? And then take a look at your belief systems, right? What part of yourself, your belief systems, are producing these negative or positive thoughts? This in itself can take a whole 12 weeks of coaching about, because what you'd want to do is go through is answer questions like money is, people are, the economy is, the government is, drivers are, my work is, and you fill in those blanks. And you fill them in very quickly. And when you fill them in very quickly, you will then begin to discover your beliefs and belief systems about those events. And so then what additional parts of yourself can you use as sources of positive points of view and thoughts? I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast at some time or another in their life has accomplished something, has felt good about themselves, has done something worthwhile. They've volunteered. They've helped somebody across the street. They've done something. And so often we discount all the good things we do and over-exaggerate the not-so-good things we do, and we dwell on the not-so-good things. So part of this is to look at what parts of yourself you can use as sources of positive points of view and thoughts. That is, how many times in the past week have you done something good for somebody? Have you let them take a parking spot? Have you let them go in front of you on the highway? Have you opened the door for somebody? Have you said good morning to somebody? All these may seem trivial, but the point is, if you're focusing on the negative, why not focus on the positive and make yourself feel good? So there are many things more about this, and I'll put some a reference on the blog post back to a mental strength tip that I have that goes over this in more detail. But the whole point of this podcast is for you to start to take control of your thinking. And the only way you can do that is to be the observer, be the witness, be the scientist. See what results you have, see what feelings you get before those results, and then look at the thoughts. If the thoughts support you, fantastic. If the thoughts don't support you, then start to change them. They are your thoughts. You have control of those thoughts. You can do what you want with those thoughts. And because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.